Topic 3. Software entropy. While software development is immune from almost all physical laws, the inexorable increase in entropy hits us hard. Entropy is a term from physics that refers to the amount of disorder in a system. Unfortunately, the laws of thermodynamics guarantee that the entropy in the universe tends towards a maximum. When disorder increases in software, we call it software rot. Some folks might call it by the more optimistic term, technical debt, with the implied notion that they'll pay it back someday. They probably won't. Whatever the name, though, both debt and rot can spread uncontrollably. There are many factors that can contribute to software rot. The most important one seems to be the psychology or culture at work on a project. Even if you are a team of one, your project's psychology can be a very delicate thing. Despite the best laid plans and the best people, a project can still experience ruin and decay during its lifetime. Yet there are other projects that, despite enormous difficulties and constant setbacks, successfully fight nature's tendency toward disorder and manage to come out pretty well. What makes the difference? In inner cities, some buildings are beautiful and clean while others are rotting hulks. Why? Researchers in the field of crime and urban decay discovered a fascinating trigger mechanism, one that very quickly turns a clean, intact, inhabited building into a smashed and abandoned derelict. A broken window. One broken window, left unrepaired for any substantial length of time, instills in the inhabitants of the building a sense of abandonment, a sense that the powers that be don't care about the building. So another window gets broken. People start littering. Graffiti appears. Serious structural damage begins. In a relatively short span of time, the building becomes damaged beyond the owner's desire to fix it. And the sense of abandonment becomes reality. Why would that make a difference? Psychologists have done studies that show hopelessness can be contagious. Ignoring a clearly broken situation reinforces the ideas that perhaps nothing can be fixed. That no one cares, all is doomed, all negative thoughts which can spread among team members, creating a vicious spiral. Tip 5. Don't live with broken windows. Don't leave broken windows, bad designs, wrong decisions, or poor code, unrepaired. Fix each one as soon as it is discovered. If there is insufficient time to fix it properly, then board it up. Perhaps you can comment out the offending code or display a not implemented message, or substitute dummy data instead. Take some action to prevent further damage and to show that you're on top of the situation. We've seen clean, functional systems deteriorate pretty quickly once windows start breaking. There are other factors that can contribute to software rot, and we'll touch on some of them elsewhere, but neglect accelerates the rot faster than any other factor. You may be thinking that no one has the time to go around cleaning up all the broken glass of a project. If so, then you'd better plan on getting a dumpster or moving to another neighborhood. Don't let entropy win. First, do no harm. Andy once had an acquaintance who was obscenely rich. Andy, why don't you tell us about it?
So, his house was immaculate. Loaded with priceless antiques, art objects, almost like a museum. One day, a tapestry that was hanging a little too close to the fireplace caught on fire. The fire department rushed in to save the day and his house, but before they dragged their big, dirty hoses into the house, they stopped, with the fire raging, to roll out a mat between the front door and the source of the fire. They didn't want to mess up the carpet.
Now that sounds pretty extreme. Surely the fire department's first priority is to put out the fire, collateral damage be damned. But they clearly had assessed the situation, were confident of their ability to manage the fire, and were careful not to inflict unnecessary damage to the property. That's the way it must be with software. Don't cause collateral damage just because there's a crisis of some sort. One broken window is one too many. One broken window, a badly designed piece of code, a poor management decision that the team must live with for the duration of the project, is all it takes to start the decline. If you find yourself working on a project with quite a few broken windows, it's all too easy to slip into the mindset of, all the rest of this code is crap. I'll just follow suit. It doesn't matter if the project has been fine up to this point. In the original experiment leading to the broken window theory, an abandoned car sat for a week untouched. But once a single window was broken, the car was stripped and turned upside down within hours. By the same token, if you find yourself on a project where the code is pristinely beautiful, cleanly written, well-designed, and elegant, you will likely take extra special care not to mess it up, just like the firefighters. Even if there's a fire raging, deadline, release date, trade show demo, etc., you don't want to be the first one to make a mess and inflict additional damage. Just tell yourself, no broken windows. Here's a few challenges. Help strengthen your team by surveying your project neighborhood. Choose two or three broken windows and discuss with your colleagues what the problems are and what could be done to fix them. Can you tell when a window first gets broken? What is your reaction? If it was the result of someone else's decision or a management edict, what can you do about it?